This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Egypt has agreed to send aid trucks through an Israeli crossing to Gaza, details from AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
It's unclear if they will be able to enter the territory as fighting raged in the southern city of Rafah. The UN and other aid agencies say that Israel's offensive in Rafah has made the entry of food and other supplies difficult. The International Court of Justice ordered Israel to halt their plans, though they are unlikely to comply. Meanwhile, Israel's army said that they've recovered the bodies of three more hostages killed on October 7 from Gaza. The CIA chief met in Paris with Israeli and Qatari officials, trying to revive negotiations for a ceasefire and hostage release. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Police and protesters clashed in Israel over hostages. VOA's Alexis Strope with more.
Scuffles between Israeli police and protesters have erupted in Tel Aviv after thousands gather to demonstrate against the government and demand that it bring back the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. Some of the protesters carried photos of the female soldiers who appeared in a video earlier in the week, showing them soon after they were abducted during the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
And the military junta ruling Burkina Faso has announced a five-year extension to its transition term after national consultations in the capital. On Saturday, civil society representatives, the security and defense forces, and lawmakers in the transitional assembly participated in a conference to discuss a path to civilian rule. The president of the transitional government seized power in September 2022 and accused the elected government of failing to end